Going on, everybody. We are back here with Select Start. I am one of your co-hosts. My name is Russell. For anybody first-time listeners, I go by Troll if we're talking about Smash Bros. Or a Fiesti Taquito if we're talking about Rocket League. And here I am with two of my other two co-hosts and a guest of ours.
Hello. I am my tag in Smash is Bert the Dragon, but my name is Zach. A lot of people find that out way after they realize my name isn't actually Bert and they get upset, but yeah, I play competitive Smash in Dallas, and used to play a lot of League, but now I just play more casually League, so happy to be here.
Gavin. Oh, I can't
Okay, well, I guess I'll go. I thought Caleb was
hear
gonna go. Hey guys.
Gavin.
It's Gavin, aka Gilded H. I play a variety of games from, League of Legends to Pokemon to card games like Magic and everything in between, really.
Is it my turn now?
Yes.
Yes. I missed your mark the first time.
All right, what's up, everybody? I'm Caleb, known also as A Caleb, whatever. I change my gamer tag way too often to stick to one right now. I play League mostly, pretty much about it. Started out playing other stuff, but it's mostly League now.
Awesome. I have a couple questions. I think they're pretty good. We'll just we'll just jump into the first one that I have. What is your controversial gaming opinion? I know Caleb's gonna hate mine most likely.
Oh,
So
geez.
I actually think League's ranking system is one of the best.
What?
I really
What?
think, now listen. In League, so you really, like, for me personally, I don't run into many Smurfs. I think League does a pretty good job of putting you in the rank you're supposed to be in and detecting
Wrong.
Smurfs
Wrong.
pretty quickly
Wrong. Wrong.
and getting them to where they're supposed to be. I think it does a pretty good job. I know Caleb disagrees with me so much.
No, okay, so
so
I
I
remember. Hang on, Caleb. Hang on. Now, before you go on, because you're the league expert here. Hold on. Last time we talked about this on our first episode, I remember, and I know Zach knows pretty well too, but I remember you guys saying that they've kind of fixed the league climbing system to be a little bit like more rewarding to the player, so more people have a chance to actually climb. So,
Yeah, I'm
are you
talking.
saying where the ranking system is now is the best?
No, I don't. Well, I don't think it's the best. I don't think it's perfect. There's definitely things they can change, and I'm sure there's probably even a better system. But I just think that the whole. I'm not even talking about like how they removed promos in between, going from four to three, and so on. I just think that, like, if you are Diamond and you go into a fresh account and you play, it's most likely going to put you up against people of the same skill. Like, I mean, it might take a couple games, but I think,
Yeah,
League
and
does
high elo,
well,
but
I'm
low
saying,
elo, it is
I
fucked.
think it does a good job at putting you in the rank where you're supposed to be at. And
Yeah.
I know the longer you play, I'm sure that it's harder to climb with the more games, but I think that overall they have a pretty good ranking system
Yeah. So,
in general.
what I think is you're wrong.
I
But
know
also,
that.
mainly because, like, say someone is new to League, they get their account to level 30, they still don't really know the game that well, or they just play casually, and so they do their promos. Most of the time, no matter what you do, like how good or even if you do bad, if it's like a fresh account you've never played on before, it'll place you in silver most of the time. And some of these fucking new players that come into Silver have no idea what they're doing. Makes the games terrible.
But what I'm saying is, after a couple of games, Riot's ranking system is going to realize, okay, they do not belong in Silver, and they're going to start losing a lot of LP, and they'll be to Bronze or Iron or wherever they belong.
Sometimes.
I mean, I'm not saying that, like I said, I don't think it's a perfect system, and I'm sure there's things they can improve on, and it's just,
you,
I know it's also...
also haven't played League in a while, so...
Okay, hang on. Let Zach talk. I want to hear what Zach has to say about this.
My opinion on that, right, is that I think technically, if you're looking at it in terms of, like, if you play a bunch of games, if everybody played a bunch of League, I think, yes, it's good. And, like, yeah, eventually you will be where you need to be. But I think, like you said, for new players, everyone gets put into Silver, and, like, for everybody who is on their team until they eventually hit Iron where they belong, like, that just sucks for all those people, because, like, they're just gonna lose those games until they eventually drop to Iron. So I think if everybody played like 50 games, it does a good job of putting you eventually where you need to be. Like, it sends you where you belong. Face value, some games are just straight up ruined if you're like genuinely Silver and you have like the new person who like knows how to play Ashe and like get 20 CS a game
or gets autofilled and jungle or something and has no idea what they're doing.
And that's part of part of the problem of, like, now that there's role selection. Back when, you know, League was when I started playing, even, like, there was no role selection. You called what role you were, and you hoped you were first pick, and you got to play your role. And if you weren't, you had to know, like, one champion in every role. So now, like, it's even worse in terms of, these people who don't know how to play League and have only played one champion until they're level 30, and then they get put jungle. Like, that game's lost. Like, it's literally just lost.
This game is scuffed.
I think the role selection could be better, for sure. But, like, when I started playing around the same time, like, you started playing, because we talked a little bit before the call, we both started kind of around the same time, like, roles were new. Like, it used to be just kind of like, there used to be, like, no meta. It used to be, like, Ashe mid, like, a tank and a mage bot lane, and, like, shit used to be insane until Moscow 5 came around and completely destroyed everybody, and then that's when, like, you had a support, you had an ADC and everything. So I do think role selection could be, like, way better. Like, I think auto
role selection is fine. Just autofill is the crappy part.
Yeah, you just kind of, if you get autofilled,
like I don't mind waiting jungle, extra time to get the role that I want to play instead of getting
agreed.
Even the people, like you would, I would rather, even if it's not me getting autofilled, like, I'd rather wait the extra time if I'm playing ranked to make sure I have a jungler and not a top laner who is like, well, time to write it down. For
especially 15. When you get like 3 autofills on one team and they're all mid mains.
When I get autofilled jungle, I basically am like, okay, guys, look, I don't know how to jungle. Can someone please role swap with me? I can play every other role.
So back to the original question of controversial game opinion. Does this have to, like, we talked about League, obviously. Does this have to do with just any game?
Yeah, just
anything. Yeah, no, like just anything. Okay. Like, what's your opinion that when you tell someone, they're just like, okay, no, like, that's messed up.
Okay, here is this. I got one for you.
Okay.
I think that Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask is probably the best Legend of Zelda to date. Simply for the fact it moved past the clunkiness of Ocarina of Time and kind of refined what Ocarina of Time wanted to do, and then got completely overshadowed when the GameCube came out from the hype of the GameCube and just almost fizzled away to like Wind Waker and Twilight Princess and the later installations. And the best part about that is that when you go to like Breath of the Wild, when you finally get to like the Switch and you play Breath of the Wild, it has that Majora's Mask feel to it. I think that is the reason why this game has done so well, is because it followed what Majora's Mask did. And I've talked to so many people. I mean, I'm old as shit, so we all played N64 growing up. Everybody, of course, swears on the nostalgia that Ocarina of Time is the best.
Gavin's not old as shit. He's still a young boy.
He is.
Yeah, right. But I still played N64.
You were like still had one.
I still remember playing it. I still remember the N64, fuckhead.
I 100% believe that Majora's Mask is the best.
I have never played any Zeldas, so I can't have an opinion on this.
Yikes.
Really?
I feel like that's not controversial. I feel like a lot of people think Majora's Mask is one of the better.
Not the people that I talk to. Everyone swears by Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina. Yeah. When I hear people talk about Zelda, it's always Ocarina of Time.
I mean, like think about it. You start a game, first off. Majora's Mask literally goes, yo, you got 24 hours. Hope you can win. You literally just start, and it's like, well, wait, Bert, you posted it in the group. You posted it in the Gump Court on the final day. You get dawn of the final day or whatever.
Final day.
Yeah. That was so hilarious. I saw that and I was like, nice reference.
Oh, man. But I like that. I like the whole timer thing because I haven't played any of the Zeldas really. Uh-huh. I think I played one of them, but I have watched people play it, and I've watched like speedrunners because I used to be into speedrunning really a bunch, and I really liked it because didn't you also like you had the little thing where you could like I guess revert time back, right?
And you had to keep doing that. Exactly. Yeah. So, you had the whole game was really intensive on you interacting with as many things as possible while being very aware that the game is literally ending as you're playing it. Like you are doomed to lose unless you can follow the rules, quote unquote. And so the whole point of the game starting is like it's based off of time. You cannot lose time. And you have to do everything to get time back.
I feel like that was kind of like a new game mechanic around that time. Like I personally can't think of any games that had like that kind of like you're constantly in a time crunch like the entire game.
Exactly.
So I think that was pretty.
Yeah, it was a little advanced, and that's why I like it. That's why I like it so much more than Ocarina of Time. Because Ocarina of Time was just an open world, do it, beat the game, go fight Ganon and hit his tail with a Megaton hammer. Boom, you win.
But I think another reason...
Go ahead.
I think another reason it stands out so much is that, like, you know, this is the N64, right? We're used to Mario and simple games and all this kind of stuff, and then Ocarina comes with very like thematically dark concepts, and then as well as like the time just kind of adds this sort of like tension throughout the entire game on you.
Exactly.
So it is very like unique in that aspect.
Zach, what about you? What's your controversial game opinion?
Oh, you know mine.
Come on, answer the question.
My controversial gaming opinion that I stand by is that Dark Souls,
fuck you, bro!
And Dark Soul-esque type games are horribly designed.
Oh, he's such a fucking pussy.
I think these games...
He's a pussy!
Games that are essentially waiting simulators and timing simulators, I think they're terrible.
Oh, shit, that's gonna piss off a lot of people.
he's such a hater, bro!
Here's my point.
I've never played Dark Souls, so...
Is that, like, these games are known, right, for being, like, incredibly difficult, right? People always make the joke of, like, oh, this is, like, the Dark Souls of this genre or whatever. But I think waiting itself is not difficult. And I think impatience in people is what makes the games quote-unquote hard. But they aren't hard. They're just frustrating. And they just make you wait.
that's where I disagree with you. Because in the fights, it comes down to, like, you have to time everything. And even, like, I don't think just, like, being patient and waiting is going to win you a boss fight. Because, like, if you have to time it correctly, like, when to go in and hit and, like, when to, and know when, like, to stop a fight, like, hitting the boss and do a dodge or back off and let him do whatever. But, I mean, I guess I kind of see what you mean when you say, like, waiting a bunch, because I guess like during fights and stuff, if you know the boss is going to do some big move, then you just kind of back off and wait, and then, you know, go through your whole rotation or whatever. So I kind of get that, but
the reason I say it's all about waiting is because, like, every time I watch or I've played a game, it's like, unless it's a move you haven't seen and it hits you for the first time, you're like, oh shit, like, I didn't know that was gonna happen. The, like, only time I see people get hit, or I ever got hit, is when I was like, I'm gonna sneak in one more. I'm gonna hit him one more time. I've got time.
No,
and then you get hit, and you're like, shit, dude, like, I should've just hit him twice and then waited. And then hit him twice and then waited. But everyone's like, man, this is taking a hot-ass minute. I could probably hit him three times, and then you get your ass beat for it, and you're like, man, like, I knew I should have just hit him twice and waited.
I mean, I guess I kind of see where you're coming from.
But, I mean, it mirrors me, because I'm, in games, I'm an incredibly impatient person.
Yes, he is.
So I played it once and was like, man, this just ain't it for me. I don't want to wait all game. And then I told Troll how I felt, and he got super pissed off. So now I say it all the time.
Because he's a bitch. hey, we have to hear Caleb. We have to hear Caleb's controversial
Caleb. Okay, so I've been sitting here trying to think of something, but like, this whole time, that's why I've been kind of quiet. But I don't know. I don't really have one.
You don't think a popular game sucks? You don't think, like, this is bad?
I don't know, because, like, honestly, all I do is play League of Legends.
I'm so sorry.
I mean,
you have to have
I like being depressed for half of my 30 game,
minutes,
though.
40 minutes.
That's the thing about League. It's like, if you're all into League, like, other games just don't exist.
Yeah, like, I've tried playing other games. Like, every now and then, just like, hey, I'll play this, but I just get bored of it.
While you're playing it, you're like, man, I kind of wish I was playing League right now.
Yeah, exactly. I just get, like, bored.
Yeah, but you got to have a controversial opinion about League. Like, Master Yi is a good champion, a well-designed champion or some shit.
All right, let's not be crazy.
Yeah, the champion's dog shit. But
yeah, you gotta have.
I don't know. I mean,
Caleb, you have a controversial opinion about a player or a character.
I mean, I kind of have one about a pro player.
Okay, let's hear it. What's up?
Oh no! Don't say
it's not Bjergsen. Don't worry, Gavin.
Okay, all right. I was gonna say don't bring that here.
No. So there's a pro player on Cloud9. He's a jungler. His name's Blabber, and everybody just praises him for how good he is, but I just think he's super overrated, and he's not as good as people say he is. He just has a good team around him.
C9 fanboy in the chat, Zach.
So yeah,
I am a big C9 fan, but honestly, like, I think Blabber's very good, but I mean, also Blabber has lost a lot of games, like, almost single-handedly, because he's like
stupid crab fights.
Playing aggressive. Yeah, like, it's a meme for a reason, where, like, he's just like, you know what, I'm gonna get the scuttle crab at 3 minutes, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can do that in solo queue, but I don't know about, like, at world.
I just think he's a power farming jungle one trick, pretty much. Like, if it's a power farming jungler or something like Olaf or something else like that, he's good. But anything else, he's just average.
I can see him. I think the reason people like him and value him is that in the meta, that he is, like, obviously very good in, he is very good in. Like, he just dumpstered everybody when, like, Olaf and Kindred and stuff like that, like, Nocturne.
Udyr.
Like, when that was meta, he just, like, rolled everybody.
Yeah.
And I think the other aspect that people like about him is that he's just, like, he's so bold, and that's, like, the double-edged sword, but in a scenario where everyone's nervous, to have somebody who's willing to, like, pull the trigger and make, you know, like, whether it's mechanically intense plays on, like, Lee or, like, whatever he needs to do, like, he's willing to just do it.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think people... It's something that is easy to, like, pick out that stands out, and people are like, oh, this is why he's so good, you know? Instead of, like, all the jungling stuff that you don't see if you're not, like, a high-level jungler.
Yeah.
So I think that's partially why people rate him so high, is, like, the stuff he's good at is so easy to see, and everyone sees it. Whereas, like, some of the downsides, like, people just don't catch.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, what else you got, Gavin?
Another one. So, in whatever game you play, you know, whether it's Rocket League, Smash, or League of Legends, or whatever, what is something you wish they would add to that game? Like just, like, maybe a mechanic, or maybe just a queue, or, you know, something different that, like, you're just like, man, I hope they add this in the next game. Like, I hope in the next update this is going to be in there.
Nerf a Kali.
Please nerf Robert the robot. That character is top five.
I'm begging you.
That character carries a lot of players in Smash Bros. This is not a hot take. This is coming fresh out of the oven. This is very, very common take. Definitely not saying this out of absolute malice and spite for Robert the Robot. I'm kidding. My opinion, specifically in Rocket League, is I do believe they need to add a way for coaches to be able to spectate a match without there needs to be some kind of separate spectate queue where it's not actually clogging up like, let's say, like, a private match, or in the case of RLCS, their world's whatever lobby they're hosting. I think coaches should be able to have their own viewing screen instead of having to stand behind everyone and talk through have to be in their comms talking. They can be separate and not, like, looming over the players. Yeah. That would be that type of spectate ability.
We have that in League. There's, like,
right.
You make a match, there's, like, a spectate lobby.
Yeah, a lot of Rocket League players have talked about that. They want Psyonix and Epic to try to, like, copy that. They want there to be a lobby for, like, the coaches, like, on separate sides.
Huh.
That's interesting. I didn't realize there wasn't a way to do that already.
Well, okay, there is, but they have to be in the lobby. They have to, like, join the game and go to spectate. There is no spectators lobby. So, like, they clog up the channel. And that's just not, like, it doesn't help very well when somebody has to watch three screens instead of watching one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, that's fair.
Caleb, what you got?
Caleb, you got something?
Leave my girl Akali alone. Make her fun again.
No.
Bring back her EQ in it. EQ mechanic.
Do you know how long it's been since I've had an Akali in my game? I have permabanned that champion for, I think, actually 3.5 months straight.
Man, till recently, she has been just terrible. Like, just a terrible champion.
The scars that champion has left on me will never heal.
She's decent right now, but they just keep nerfing her and then buffing her and then nerfing her. It's like they just balance her, please, make her fun again.
There was one game that there was, like, a 4-2 Akali with only Proto Belt, and I was in a dragon fight, and she R'd through one of my teammates, E'd back to reach me, and then Proto Belt auto R'd me and literally 100-0'd me, with only those point and clicks, and after that game, I have never seen her again. Like that, she used two abilities to get close to me.
Yeah,
and the rest of them
and then wiped you.
Instantly killed me, and I was like, I'm literally never playing against this champion again. And that was I've never ever played against her for the last 3 months.
Amazing.
If we're talking about League, buff my girl, because I haven't really been able to play her all too much. She's not bad, but
who, Vayne?
I think Vayne. I think she needs some
her
buff.
I played her top the other day.
That's pretty good right now.
Oh, you that's fucking you're a terrible human being for playing a ranged top laner. I hate you.
As no one else I've been playing top lately?
Or
no one else I've been playing top lately because of Lorlo?
What?
Callista.
Oh god. Bring you know what? Fuck it. Bring back Soraka top lane. That shit was so fun.
No.
That shit was so fun to play.
No, please,
it was
please
terrible
don't.
To play against. But god, that,
Zach probably wasn't paying attention to the screen at all. He said that, buddy, hey.
No, and Enchanter solo lanes are annoying. I hate that.
There was so it was
yes,
it was
yes. No, my man is on it. Yes, let the man speak. Do it,
Ivern.
I'm a big Ivern fan.
Buff the Vern, bro. You can't tell me that character isn't the best. The way he struts across the map, dog. The walk, bro. He walks like a champ, bro.
I would say I'm an ADC. Main, but the season I got to Diamond, I one-tricked Ivern.
Oh my god. That's like
all
what,
say is,
that's what Tyler 1 did to Jungle Challenger.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
One-tricked Ivern.
The other controversial champion that I want buffed again is bring back the original set W so I can one-shot people again.
No,
I
want to
one-shot entire teams with my W.
No.
I think Set has had his time.
Yeah, thank you. Set has definitely had his time.
I miss walking around like JoJo Joestar and just beating the shit out of people.
I'm sure you do.
I just want to walk on. I mean, he's still super strong.
But also,
I still remember 1v2ing up top lane in like my most recent games that I play, where the jungler comes in and he thinks that just because I'm level 3, he's level 4, and his top laner is there that they can beat me, and then I just, you know, kill them both. But I miss his W doing like 1200 damage.
Version of Set was the most like call an ambulance but not for me type shit I've ever seen in the game.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah,
something I wish they would add to League though, that's something that's really annoying to me, is like when you disconnect like at the end of a game and like you don't have like an opportunity to report someone, like if someone just like literally griefing or like doing something, losing the game on purpose, and if you the client like disconnects or like shuts down at the end of a game, you can't report them. So
you
can't, there's not like a recent players thing.
No, like you can go back and look at your match, but you can only report someone like in the post game lobby.
Wow.
Or the only other way to do it is you have to like send in a whole fucking like ticket.
Yeah, you have to like go on to the website.
Wow.
Yeah.
Put in like a trouble ticket to report somebody.
Yeah. So yeah, no, I think that would be good.
All right, Zach, what
this
you got?
Client is terrible.
What you got,
yeah,
Zach? Who's what's your specific game opinion? What you got?
If I could ask for a change, and I think this probably stems from playing League and Smash so much, but if there were like skins you could buy in Smash,
thank you,
for the characters, I would
yes.
I would be so broke.
Yes.
Oh man, I've put so much money into League of Legends.
Yeah, like I don't know, like looking at the amount of money people spend on League skins, it seems like such an easy thing to do, and that would make them so much money, and they just literally haven't, and it blows my mind because that's like a huge market.
Yeah,
that they could just get,
I feel like the reason Nintendo doesn't do that is because one, they're Nintendo, and right. two, because they probably make so... Okay, I've been saying this the longest time about Nintendo. They're the only company in the entire world that can sell you cardboard and make you pay like $60 for it.
Facts.
Like, they're the only
cardboard
company
that for the Switch.
Yeah, like, they can straight up just sell you whatever the fuck they want and you'll buy it. Like,
pretty much.
I don't understand, like, how people, like, don't, like, I hate Nintendo as a company because, like, there's
don't
so
worry,
much wrong.
Don't worry, don't worry. We all do. The whole entire Smash community does as well.
yeah, right? Like, they just do not care about, like, from what I've seen, like, what the players, like, want and stuff. And so, like, I'm just like, how are they getting away with literally selling, like, cardboard? Like, I could get that shit at home, but they're literally like, here's $60 and a bunch of cardboard, and you got to put this shit together yourself.
Yeah.
It blows my mind that, like, people still buy it.
It really is that, like, the brand literally just creates value on anything it touches. Just because people are like, it's Nintendo, so I'm going to buy
it. Around for so long.
They did something recently, and, like, I'll ask Zach his personal opinion, because I don't think I have asked him his opinion. But Panda Global paired with Nintendo, and Nintendo openly co-signed on a tournament series that will be a PGR level tournament. It will be it'll most likely be an S-tier major. Thousands of people will go to it just because it's the first time that Nintendo is actually putting their name and their face with the game and with the competitive scene. I don't know what the tournament series is going to be called, but it starts next year. And if you watch Twitter that day, I mean, 90% of the people who QRT'd the tweet all were just like, ha 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 ha, yeah, like, we really care, Nintendo. Oh, you finally did something? Go fuck yourself. and I mean, like, genuinely, there were people who were happy about it. And, like, I mean, me personally, like, I'm finally happy Nintendo got off the high horse and has tried to do something. Is it a little too late? It's two decades too late, but that's just me. No Melee top player, like, the top 20 players in Melee right now, all of them think it's a fucking joke. Like, every single one of them think it's absolutely fucking ridiculous. They're still going to play the game. They're still going to go to tournaments, but, like, they're not going to support it just because Nintendo put their face on it, finally.
All right.
So, and I mean, I'm sure Zach probably thinks the same thing, honestly.
My thing is, like, I think it's good that they're doing it, because it's been such a stalemate, right, where they just haven't been doing anything, that I partnering with somebody who's, like, ahead with, like, Panda Global, who's ahead in the Smash community, I think is comforting to people, because they know that it, like, it won't be a complete mess, because Panda Global, like, obviously knows what they're doing. So I don't think anything bad will come of it, and I get that, you know, some people are, like, hurt, right, where they're like, too little, too late, buddy. You had your chance. Like, I don't even want you anymore, kind of thing with Nintendo. But, like, the thing is, like, you know, like, half the people who, quote, retweeted it and were like, yeah, right, are going to be, like, at the tournament. Like, they're going to go.
Dude, Mango is going to the prize pool, bro. Mango got announced as the number one Melee player of all time. He's showing up to shut Leffen up. Come on now. We're not stupid.
Somebody with people who are like, yeah, right, Nintendo, you had your chance. Like, you're going to be there. Like, they're going to go.
Right.
So I think people, I don't know, people always like to talk big about how they feel and stuff like that. But I think in the long run, it's good. And who knows what it'll amount to later on.
Okay, cool. So the one thing before, I don't know how much longer we have.
We got
time.
The one thing that I really, really just want, and since we're on the topic of Nintendo, this fits perfectly, is I hope in the new Pokemon Arceus, I just really want to be able to, like, join my friend's game or have my friend join me and be able to just play the whole story with them. Like, be able to do double battles against, like, NPC trainers and stuff together, because in Diamond, like when you go through Eternia Forest, you have an NPC that goes with you, and then like you can battle two Pokemon at once with them stuff. And I was like, yeah. I really want this, but with like my friends. And like they kind of had it in Sword and Shield with like the raids and stuff. Like there was four trainers, but only like one Pokemon. But I want like a Pokemon story game where you and your friend can just go through the whole story together and like, you know, battle like the gym leaders
basically
together.
A Pokemon MMO.
I mean, isn't
kind
is
of,
it,
but
isn't Legends of Arceus supposed to be like super open world?
Yeah, but what I want, like, I can't wait for it because I've been waiting for a Pokemon open world Pokemon game forever. But I want specifically like, just where like I can invite like me and Connor, my other brother, our other brother. We've been playing Diamond together, and you can like explore the underground together, but you can't battle Pokemon together. Like, I can't, like, me and him can't, like, attack a Ghastly, and it'd be two Ghastlies, and me and him both fighting next to each other. Like, I think that would be really cool to have, like, a game where, like, you know, Team Galactic, right, is the main, like, big bad in Diamond and Pearl. I think it'd be cool if, like, me and a friend can go through and, like, we both, you know, start in the same town, and, like, he's my rival or whatever. But instead of it just being an NPC that kind of goes off and follows the script, me and my friend can, like, you know, go on the first route together, and we can train up our Pokemon together, and then we're like, all right, now we're ready for the first gym battle, and then we both go, and, like, we both get the battle of the gym leader, and then it's like, okay, cool, because I think it'd be, you know, interesting to have, like, two people following the same story, and you could do, like, you know, okay, we're gonna start, and, like, then we're just going to go off and like whoever can get all the gems first wins or something like that. Instead of it having to be like, okay, you're playing your game and I'm playing my game, and then we'll just play next to each other and, you know, see how far we both get and everything. Like, I want like same, like,
you want cohesiveness. You want,
yeah, like a, like pretty much, I guess, a co-op Pokemon game.
I don't think we're anywhere near that, unfortunately.
Oh yeah, no, I don't think it'll come. Maybe Arceus will have something along the lines of that, but I don't know. Maybe they'll have like a something else. I don't know.
That would be really cool. I know like a lot of people, you know, they have siblings, and it almost kind of makes sense because there's like, you know, there's Diamond Pearl, like there's two games in every gen to kind of go along with it.
Right.
That would be really cool.
Like do it kind of like Dark Souls style, have like, you know, your summon sign on the ground and just walk up and summon your friend. That would be dope. That would draw me in more than anything, I think, if I was able to like actually summon my friend into my world and like we play my world together, and then like, okay, I can go into your world and I'll be leveled down to you because you just leveled up here, but like we'll be fine. Like, it'll all just even itself out. Because that's how the Dark Souls summoning system works, is when you, like if Zach was to be summoned into my world, and he's a lower level, well, he would get leveled up to wherever I am on a very balanced scale, and then we could just play the game.
Yeah, like, I think it would be so cool, and I don't know why Nintendo hasn't done it yet, but I don't know. I think it would be cool, because, like, it opens up so many possibilities of, like, people who like speed run and like they race each other and stuff. This would make it like so much easier to like to do, or like if you and friend just wants to go through the story together and like do cool double battles together and like face the gym leader together or face them one at a time, you know, like I just think it would be really cool to like have that. And one thing I'm hoping with Arceus as well, since we're on the topic of Pokemon, is I hope that there's like a main story, but I really hope that it's not going to be like even like Sword and Shield, because Sword and Shield was like, I guess, semi open worldish because of the wild area. I just hope that like it's like, okay, here's the main story, but like there's also going to be like side quests and stuff you can do. Or if you just want to like explore and catch Pokemon and battle Pokemon, you could do that.
Or the meme of me doing every side quest and then going to the first boss.
Right. Yeah. Like, I hope you can do that. Like, I'm hoping for like Skyrim, but Pokemon, like where I like, it's like, okay, here's kind of like the opening scene and everything. Now, like, the world is yours. You have a main quest. You don't have to complete it if you don't want to. And then it's like, oh, hey, this NPC wants me to catch 5 magic carp and bring it back to him or something, you know. Yeah. I mean, even just stupid little things like that, I think, would still be cool.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're finally getting away from the same usual Pokemon, you know, formula. So I really hope they take it and run with it and make it completely different and brand new and not, like, it's Pokemon, but open world, but, like, same formula kind of thing. So I agree with you. I really hope they go completely to the other end of it. And even if it's, you know, not great, at least it's something new, you know? We haven't had, like, a new formula of Pokemon in who knows how long. There's been, like, little DS games that have been different, like Pokemon Ranger and stuff like that. But
yeah, and, like, Dungeon Explorer and stuff. And I mean, like I said, Sword and Shield was, like, kind of semi-open world, because once you get to the wild area, you can kind of do... You can just kind of... If you really wanted to, you can just sit there and just catch Pokemon and level them up. But... Then again, you still have to go and get, like, the gym battles, because if your Pokemon's too high, it won't listen to you. And, you know, you're still like, oh, once you go into the town, it's still kind of like shoehorning you into, hey, here's a story. You got to complete the story before, like, you're really allowed to just kind of do whatever. And I hope Arceus, like, they just allow you to have, like, that freedom to do whatever. Because, like, I really like Sword and Shield. I think Sword and Shield is probably... in my top, like, 10, well, 5, top 5 favorite Pokemon, because I really loved the raid and, like, Dynamax dungeons and stuff like that. Like, I really liked that. That was super cool. I love co-op, so I love games that have, like, oh, you and your friends can join up and go do something. So I thought it was really cool that, like, you know, if you wanted to, you could have, you and 3 other friends could go and, like, into a dungeon and just battle and catch legendaries together and stuff. So I always thought that was really cool.
Yeah. And even though it was the same, you know, same Pokemon game formula or whatever, it, like, even just the wild area was, like, super refreshing to just have. Because, like, I didn't play the last, like, I didn't play Sun or Moon, or I think the one before it, maybe. I don't know, I skipped, like, 1 or 2 gens because I was like, yeah, I've played, like, every Pokemon. But then, like, Sword and Shield came out, and I saw it, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to do this one. And, like, I loved it. It was one of my favorites, so I'm really excited to see what they do with Arceus.
Yeah, and I like, Diamond and Pearl is also, like, really good, the remake, Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. Because, like, the Underground is also, like, super, super cool, and, like, what they did with it and everything is really fun. Like, you know, you can put your secret bases in there, and, like, each room is, like, tailored to a certain type of Pokemon, so, like... You know, you have, like, the dark, like, crystal room, and it's like, okay, well, that's, like, going to be your ghost and dark type and stuff. And then, like, you have your, like, lava rooms, and it's like, okay, well, that's going to be, like, ground and fire. And so I really like it. Like, I'm loving Diamond and Pearl. I play, like, all the time, so. But I'm also...
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, I don't know what else they can do. Or Pokemon, like, coming up with, like, an ice cream cone and stuff. So, like, I'm
some of the new Pokemon are ridiculous.
Different region forms. That way, they're not making crazy stuff. They're redoing fan favorites. I think that's. Like, super. Smart.
On all the Rocket League stuff I've been doing. So I brought Zach in here because I wanted to actually have you guys hear from somebody who not only is one of my super close friends, but somebody who has significantly climbed in it, and I'll say this with all due respect to all the other players, but someone who I think has actually climbed significantly in importance in the scene. He's he's done. There's a lot of accolades he now has as we've moved into this winter, and I want you guys to like know where the DFW Smash scene currently sits, and also our listen. I want anybody who listens to kind of know like who enjoys the game. If you guys want to play, DFW is a great place to play at, and it's full of talent.
Yeah, yeah. Go. I mean, if you want to like kind of, I guess, break down what it is and everything, like, go ahead.
Go for it, Zach.
Oh, okay. I guess where do you want me to start?
There's
so much to.
Well, let's just talk about where we sit at right now. Where do you think we sit at right now?
Like DFW as a region?
Yes.
So DFW, I think, is undisputedly the best region in Texas, for sure. I think other, you know, we've seen on Twitter, other regions, like Austin, Houston, RGV, Laredo, everyone's kind of talked, and I think we have the best talent pool out of all of them. I think some of the top level players in the other regions can compare to the top level players that we have. It's kind of weird to look at, because like Lima is our best player here and is just kind of like leagues above everybody else. So once you get past the Lima gap, I think it gets a lot closer. But DFW's talent pool is number one. Our pool of players is just huge, right? Like, there's so many people in DFW because it's just such a huge area. But also, like, the term people use is, like, gatekeeper, I guess. So there's, like, the PR ranking, which is the top 10. And then there's that, like, little area under, which are, like, these are the good people that, like, have PR wins but aren't PR, right? And I think what sets DFW apart is that list of gatekeeper, quote-unquote, the right under PR, is so huge compared to other regions that the threats and people you run into at tournaments, like, you just never know who's going to lose to who, because there's so many people who are so close in skill. So I think that really elevates DFW as a region.
One thing I do know, and I want to touch on with what he said, is that you do have this gatekeeper pool of there's a running joke in DFW, and we talk about the top 10. We'll say they're relatively defined. Anywhere between like 7 to 10 could change at any moment. But when you look at the top players in DFW and you go to the DFW unranked or like who could be PR, there's like 40 people you could put from numbers 11 to 20. And I wish I was kidding.
Right, yeah.
There's like 40 people who could literally be like, oh yeah, that person's a number 11, or that person could be number 12, or yeah, this person's probably top 20. And it's like, unfortunately, Zach fell short. I was rooting for you so hard, and you fell short, but it's okay. I think he landed somewhere in the top 15 range, and it's like, you watch these people who are unranked, and you watch them play, and they will go up against a PR member from literally out of state, out of city, out of county, whatever. And our unranked players will just run the checkup on a whole entire state's top 10. But we can't beat our own top 10 people in DFW.
Yeah, there's a couple of like ongoing jokes where, you know, people always joke about like DFW unranked. Or the unranked players will be like, man, I gotta move to like a different state or something, because like we literally had we have a link player named Jabba, and at the time he wasn't PR'd, but after that season ended, he did end up being PR. But he went to, I forget what state it was, but he went to a different state for like a vacation, and it was like, I'm gonna go to a tournament, and went to the tournament, and they're like, it was like number 1 and 3 and 7 or whatever in the state were at that tournament, and he just won the tournament. So it was like, yeah, like our unranked players in our city are beating the best players in that state. Yeah, and that kind of stuff happens like all the time. We're like, we just had our Arcadian, which is it's a tournament they host where all the PR level players aren't allowed. And so you kind of get to see who comes out on top of all the non-PR players. But some out-of-state PR people were there. Like number 9 from Alabama was there. He got 17th. Number 2 in Korea was there. He got 49th.
Oh, damn.
Like, it's literally just a bloodbath in DFW. Like, you literally don't know who's going to beat who at any point. You could be like, hey, this person just subs to this person. And people are going to be like, yeah, that happens.
Dang. All right, well, before we end up talking way too long, Russell, do you want to go ahead and wrap it?
You know, I wish we could have talked more about Smash, but I'm actually glad that we didn't really talk that much about it, because honestly, this is the first time I've talked to Zach in a long time that it didn't involve pretty much just Smash.
Yeah.
And we can, he's always, you know, you're always free to join us on the podcast whenever you want to. And you know, we can, it, maybe, you know, one episode just dedicated like to Smash, or have like a longer section of just like where we can just talk about Smash and DFW and everything.
Oh, dude, yeah. For sure.
That'd be awesome. Sure.
Because if I could get more involved, I definitely could tell you as much as he could, but I have been so out of touch with everything in the past, I don't know, 6 months probably.
Because you're Rocket League 4 now.
I look, man. Look, dog, don't hate on me, all right? I'm playing a game I'm good at. I'm not good at Smash. And
you're, you're playing a much better game than Smash. It's understandable.
I feel it. No, you know, to wrap up this Select Start episode, I think we really talked about some fun. Like, tonight was fun. It wasn't like, you know, something that we were just like, okay, well, here's this topic, and here's this topic, and here's that. It's like,
it was very free-flowing. And
it was super lax. And like, yeah. I'm glad that's how it happened, because everybody that I know here is a very down-to-earth person. So, like, it's just smooth. It's just easy. It's just, I mean, like you said, it just flowed. Everything just kind of went along. Yeah. And I'm really excited to see that hopefully Arceus gives you everything you want, Gavin. Because I actually am excited about that game. I'm so excited.
Oh, I can't wait for January.
Man, but if we're going to wrap it up here, guys, you know, anybody have a shout out? Anybody?
Oh, yes. Bert, please shout out all your stuff. If you have a Twitch, Twitter, whatever, go ahead, shout like wherever people can find you.
Oh, yeah. I used to stream a bunch. Don't stream as much anymore because of work and tournaments, but I do stream on Twitch at twitch.tv/BertTheDragon, or Twitter is at Bert_Dragon. I usually will either just post stuff about Smash or clips or complain if I lose, the usual.
For sure.
But yeah, that's where you can find me.
He is the number one Captain Falcon player in Texas. He is the best Captain Falcon player in Texas. If you love Captain Falcon like me.
Well, I play the cool character. People can't root against you if you just play the cool character.
This is true.
I only played two characters when I played Smash.
Who'd you play?
Link and Cloud.
That's fair. Acceptable.
I played Marth.
That kind of goes.
I played Marth and another. I think it was Marth and Link is what I usually play. But I really liked Marth and I liked Roy too. I just like the swords, I guess.
Roy's our boy.
We're among good people.
Honestly, they're culture. They're cultured individuals. Say that.
Yeah, I have a friend who like exclusively plays Kirby.
Yeah, question your friends.
Yeah, you gotta talk to him.
Yeah. Yeah, I really need to.
Alrighty, guys.
We're gonna wrap it up here. This has been episode 3 with my friends. And my closest compadres, the guys that I love to hang out with. For all you listeners, thank you for stopping in this time. And that's going to be it for me.
All right, bye, everybody.
Don't forget, What's today? Tuesday? Thursday.
Monday, you fool. It's Monday.
Monday, yeah.
Monday, okay? Whatever. Wednesday. Okay. Sorry, I'm ahead of myself. Wednesday, the end of year Valorant tournament starts, so don't forget to go cheer on our NA boys over there.
Yeah, and that is true.
Please leave us a 5-star review on Apple if you're listening on Apple. It helps us out way more than you can ever think. But bye, everybody.